subject, stop sneaking. I know what you're doing.
All right.
Good morning, Steve, Shirley, Tommy, and Carla. I listen to your show every day on my way to work and was wondering if you could give me some advice. I'm a 31-year-old mother of two, and I've been married for over 7 years. I've noticed that our relations, meaning my husband and I, have decreased to almost nothing. I have to almost coax him into having relations. Both times while I was pregnant, it was like pulling teeth. My aunt was amazed as to how I even got pregnant, not once, but twice. Anyway, I remember Steve saying a while ago that even when men are sick, they still want to have sex.
That's right.
Here's a problem. My husband, in my mind, is addicted to porn. It's all on the computer. He tries to have a password on his computer, but I know it, so I check every now and then to make sure it's only females he's looking at. Thank God! Because that was question number one. They are usually white or Latino girls, occasionally black girls. Needless to say, I am African American. Anyway, I noticed that in the middle of the night, he makes a trip to the hall linen closet to obtain a washcloth. I mean, I am not stupid. I know what he's doing. I once found over 100 tapes and DVDs in the basement. My question to you all is, what can I do to change his interest from the computer to me? Steve, don't tear me up too bad, but I have to mention I am a very attractive young lady and have the opportunity at any time to have my needs met outside the home, but he is the father of my children, and I love him and would not do that even though we average 3 times a year. I want to have relations with him and only him.
Yeah.
Stop using all my washcloths. Okay. Contrary to what some people think. Contrary to what some people think, pornography is harmful. It is not harmless, okay? It could be very destructive in a marriage and a relationship, because what happens is the more you see, the more you need to keep you or to get you stimulated. Regular or just like normal stuff doesn't hold your interest anymore, and it makes your wife feel betrayed. It can make her feel helpless. You know, she may feel responsible and unattractive, but she says she's an attractive mother of two whose husband is addicted to porn, has pretty much lost his interest in being intimate with her. That's why, to me, porn is dangerous. You know, if I could say anything to your husband, it would be that anything that takes you away from or captures your mind in such a way that you put it over your wife and marriage, that's wrong. You know, your wife and her needs should come first. And any kind of addiction can be detrimental to your relationship, be it drugs, food, shopping, gambling, etc., whatever it is. But you, as his wife, are going to have to stop. You know, just step up, speak to him, talk to him, tell him what you told us, that you love him, you want only him, and that, you know, the both of you are going to have to work out this problem. Tell him how you feel about it. Tell him that you need intimacy in your marriage and suggest that he get help for his porn addiction.
Because it
is taking a toll on your marriage. And if all else fails, you know, go in his computer. You got the password. Delete everything.
3 times.
Steve.
Yeah. Well, after praying about this,
amen.
Okay. So that I wouldn't turn this into something vulgar.
In case we didn't lose the show.
Because that's what the letter is.
We need our job.
I decided that today's sermon, should be on this subject.
Mm-hmm.
Stop using all of my washcloth.
Take your time now.
Amen.
I venture to say, let's break the letter down line by line, bit by bit.
Come on here now.
Your aunt was amazed at how you even got pregnant, not once but twice. If you're only loving somebody 3 times a year and you wind up pregnant 2 times, I want to commend your husband.
Yeah.
For being virile, full of vigor,
that's right.
He is qualified to be a father.
Go to verse 3 now.
Then as we move on, I remember Steve saying a while ago that even when men are sick, they still want to have sex.
Oh,
yeah. You don't have to print that back to me. That's a known fact to every man living.
Come on here.
We'll have sex whether we sick. We can get a gallbladder operation and want to have sex that evening. We can get our tubes tied. You can get your tubes tied.
We want to
have sex right after that. I had a case of hemorrhoids one time.
Yes, you did. Yes,
flaming and blowing up. Swole so big when I sat on the toilet, they hung in the cool water. I would flush to get relief. And right after that, I still wanted to have sex with my Gertrude.
Come on.
You don't understand where we at with sex.
I see
right
where
now,
you at, Gertrude.
How important it is. But now your man is having sex on the computer. That's your problem.
On the what?
It's on the computer.
Okay, now.
I venture to say that it is always white girls. And Latinos.
What's that mean?
Well, let me say this to you, black girl. Maybe when he with the little senorita, he get it just how I want it, any kind of way.
Papi.
Now you thinking just because you fine and attractive and you could get yours outside the house.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you something. My Deacon Boomerang's grandmother once said.
What is it?
That no matter how fine a woman is, there's a man somewhere sick and tired of her ass.
Sick and tired!
I know you asked me not to cut you up too bad, but let's just talk about really how stupid you are.
Come on now.
You letting your man get up every night in the middle of the night.
Stand with
go pastor. Down to the linen closet and get a washcloth to go do what you know what he doing. But guess what?
What is it?
You ain't had a meeting with him about it?
Come on.
You ain't pulled him into the pastor's office for consultation.
Ain't said nothing.
You just keep letting him get the washcloth.
Washcloth!
And go meet with little Senorita and Cindy, Bubblicious and Stangalank, and little Amy. And he pulling blonde hair.
Yes, he is.
Slapping on Latino. Got the plantanos all over the bed.
And the collard greens.
Nah, you upset.
Yeah.
Because all you can think of, stop using my washcloth.
My washcloth?
Stop using my washcloth.
Come on here, Pastor.
Why don't you quit saying stop and start saying start? Why don't you cut the computer on yourself?
Yes.
Find out what they doing on the computer.
That's right.
And duplicate it in your bedroom.
Get in there and do it.
Because if you don't, he ain't fitting to stop using the washcloth. Maybe you gonna need to get with your friends and tell them for Christmas and tell them for your birthday gifts. What you want is a gift card down at Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yes.
So you ain't got to keep using them same washcloths.
That's right. That's right.
I will want to know what your address is.
Yes.
So I can know that if I'm ever visiting to make sure I don't dry my hands off on one of them nasty-ass washcloths.
Bring your own washcloth.
I want to know who you are, what city you live in.
That's right.
So when I come to your house, I bring a roll a paper towel.
Yes.
I want to know which one of the washcloths he been using.
That's right.
To make sure I don't mess around and dab the water off my mouth with one of them washcloths.
Come on now.
I don't want to make a mistake and be at your house one day and think it's okay and I'm in there trying to get clean.
That's right.
And I got that nasty washcloth all up under my arms.
Yeah.
I don't want to wash no dog cracks or crevices.
Take it home,
that washcloth.
Take it home.
Because he been in there with little Senorita.
Yeah.
Getting his little happy on.
Don't stop. Get it.
I know we got to go to break now.
Yeah, we do.
Yes.
We are. Here and in closing, I'll say.
That's right. That's right.
Check your washcloth.
Check them. Check them.
Look at them close.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.